Our next guest has previously been described as a shining light of the Adelaide folk scene and has just released the new album Love Like Planets, mixing together pensive lyricism and a blend of classical and folk arrangements. Mary Webb's new album is a must-listen for any folk fans. Joining us this morning is Mary. How are you doing?
Pretty well, yes. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being with us. Now, your album Love Like Planets came out earlier this year. How long had you been working on it for?
Including sort of recording demos and that kind of thing, almost 3 years. We spent ages and ages on the demos and trying to work out the production and stuff. And yeah, and then ended up going over to the US in a kind of almost last minute, but not really kind of project. Yeah, so it took a while, but yeah, we got there in the end.
Is it a relief to finally have the album out?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of, even when I thought we would have it out, it still took longer and longer, and kind of surprised me how much needed to be done, you know, just to get it to that point. And so it was pretty exciting when I finally got to go, yep, now it's really happening.
So tell us a bit about the album Love Like Planets. Is there a sort of theme through it? What's different about it for you?
This one, I mean, I guess the first album was, as first albums often are, is kind of the songs that you pull from your whole back catalogue, you know. That's stuff that you've written when you were like 18, and you know it, so this, I guess the second one is a bit more developed, and most of them come from the same kind of period of my life where I was struggling a lot and kind of trying to work out my sexuality, and I went through a horrible breakup, and you know, so I mean, I think it's kind of got some a few dark bits in there, but it's also very much about, you know, hope and positivity and coming out the other side of that. So, yeah.
And you recorded this in the US.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that? Whereabouts?
In Whitefish, Montana. So it's a tiny little kind of tourist town normally.
But sounds yeah. like it, Whitefish.
Yeah, yeah. So, and we went in the middle of their winter, so it was totally piled with snow and kind of this magical land. And the studio was kind of at the top of a hill in a kind of glorious log cabin style place where everything was perfectly set up. Like, the engineer that we worked with was really like specific about the detail of it, exactly how everything had to be. And so, you know, each of the rooms was like the right pressure, and he had converted everything to be 240 volts instead of, you know, whatever it is normally in America, 160, you guys know?
No idea.
Should have Googled that. yeah, so it kind of, all those details were set up really nicely beforehand, and then we got to go in and just feel it and, you know, go with the flow of it. And yeah, so I think what we've produced is a very real and kind of heartfelt piece of work. I'm really proud of it.
So what drew you to this place in America for recording?
Let's say a friend of a friend. my producer, Mike Kirkham, had a connection with this guy, and they actually talked for months and months, like quite intensively, about the album, and he was really excited about working on it. So, it all just kind of fell into place. It made a lot of sense when it, yeah, came to.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but is this the first time you recorded with a full band?
Yes.
Yeah. How did that change any way of, like, how you create music?
I mean, the songs are still pretty... I went there ready to change them if they needed it. Like, some of the band members have done great work as producers themselves. And, so I kind of went there ready to learn and was fully prepared to change structures or change lyrics, or you know, and some of those things kind of happen naturally, but mostly they're like, yeah, they're great, just keep that how it is and we'll build around it. And so it was more in the performance of it. Like, it was really fun because we did it all together at once. We didn't kind of break it into little sections, I mean into individual parts, and then put it all together. It was whole performances with all of us in the one room, so it kind of has that, not quite live, but like it has a sort of a flow, and it was really great just getting the band's energy into my own performance too, and feeling excited and like yeah, I think it's hard to conjure that in the studio, I've found. So, it was a different experience with the band for sure.
Now, I understand you also crowdfunded this album. Now, how did that feel, like when you actually sort of were able to get that money together?
Yeah, it was super exciting. I have thought about crowdfunding before, and it just felt like too scary and, you know, too risky. And this time I just knew that it was the right time and that I was, I couldn't do it without it. So that's a good start. And I just, yeah, was quite prepared to put the work in to make it happen. So yeah, when it worked, it was great.
And did it feel great sort of feeling this sort of community of outpouring, you know?
Definitely, like... yeah. Yeah, and to feel that kind of support and also to feel the responsibility to kind of have those people, you know, waiting for a product and knowing that I was there recording and, you know, being there kind of going, yeah, go for it, Mary, like, go make that record.
is that important to you as an artist, the sort of having that sort of responsibility or deadline thing? Does that help your process?
Yeah, it definitely helps, yeah. I need a deadline.
Well, now that the album is out, you have obviously an amazing collection of songs and you are holding your guitar.
Yeah.
Would you like to play a song for us today?
I'd love to.
Which one are you going to play?
I'm going to play one called Broken Heartstrings. And the cover of the album actually is kind of a nod to that phrase.
Great. Whenever you're ready.
Broken heartstrings in a wooden treasure box, wrapped in a blanket and stored in minor chords. They glisten and they shiver and they beg to be whole, but they never could resist a thrilling dance with the swords. Skin like milk, eyes like rivers. When you look at me, I get the shivers. You give like fruit and listen like blossoms. You are the girl to teach me old lessons. He keeps his broken heartstrings in the glove box of a bomb, underneath his cigarettes and overdue bills. They shrivel and they fester and they whimper in pain. They're too afraid of breaking again and again. Skin like sand, eyes like stones. When I look at him, I feel a chill in my bones. He listens like salt and gives like rubber. He will never be my friend or my lover. You keep us broken heartstrings in your swollen belly, wrapped around the neck of your new lover's baby. They stretch and they tighten as that baby tries to sing, but she hasn't yet recovered from your fateful fling. Skin like ice, eyes like slivers. She watches as your promises blow away like feathers. You give like rain and listen like whispers. You'll always take from generous givers. Strings on a vintage guitar. You found them back together with the glue of your heart. They ring out clear and warm as you pluck each one. The joy in your touch brings out a glorious song. Laughter like sun, love like planets. When I look at you, our eyes become magnets. We give like saints and listen like disciples, side by side in our toys and our travels. Skin like milk, eyes like rivers. When you look at me, I get the shivers. You give like fruit and listen like blossoms. You are the girl. lessons. Na da 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 da.
Strings live in the Radio Adelaide studio by Mary Webb, and of course she's in the studio with us right now chatting about her latest album and whatnot. So Mary, you're playing at the Grace Emily this Sunday afternoon. What can people who maybe haven't seen you live before expect from your show?
Well, I think they can expect to be transported into some kind of meditative state. That's not probably not true. I'm making shit up.
Sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll be moved by my songs. And I also have Alexander Black, who's a local awesome singer-songwriter, playing a set before me, so that should be really, really great.
Well, I assume also you'll be in top form shape as well, because you've been touring nationally recently in support of this new album, Love Like Planets. How's that been?
It's been great, yeah. I did a bunch of dates. They're pretty spread out, but the last stretch I did all in one go. And, yeah, I had a really lovely response from audiences, and whatever the size, some big, some small, it was just, yeah, such a lovely experience. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited to be back playing in Adelaide again. I also have a show next Sunday, the following Sunday, in Meadows at the Cheese Factory, which is a beautiful space if you're kind of in the hills area and don't want to come down to town this weekend.
And what does the rest of 2018 look like for you?
Good question. I'm kind of looking into some collaborating, which would be fun, and writing new material, because it's been a little while. I've been so focused on this stuff, and it's now kind of getting old. time to write some new songs.
Well, that's really exciting. And people can obviously keep up with you on Facebook and all the usual social media. How can people pick up a copy of the album?
It's online everywhere. I think it's possible to be online.
Just everywhere. Just Google Mary Webb, Love Like Planets. Sort of that, you can have a listen. And now we're going to hear one of the tracks off of the album as well, Brave in the Sun. What would you like to tell us about this song before we give it a listen?
This is, I guess, about having... that's a good question. I'm just trying to remember which song that is. Brave in the Sun. It's pretty self-explanatory. Let's
Brilliant.
Just go for it.
That sounds good. Well, Mary Webb, thank you so much for joining us
this
morning.
This
is her song, Brave in the Sun. You're listening to Breakfast.
Tired of waiting. the sun. We throw our hearts around like they're invincible, and we tell ourselves we'll never hurt on principle. But we're still lost when we've won. We throw our hearts around like they're invincible, and we tell ourselves we'll never hurt on principle. But we're still lost when we've won. We feel brave in the sun. We throw our hearts around like we're invincible, and we tell ourselves we'll never hurt on principle. But we're still lost when we've won. We feel brave in the sun.
Brave in the Sun there by Mary Webb off her recently released album, Love Like Planets. You again can catch her Sunday afternoon at the Grace Emily, where she's performing live. You're listening to Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide with myself, Tom Mann.
And myself, Zoe Canatas. And guess what?